Hello, Fight Insight fans, viewers, and listeners. I'm the Filipino podcasting machine, Princey D. And with me, as always, the man formerly known as Timbo Slice Timmy B. Before we start, please take a moment to subscribe to us on YouTube or leave a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to support the show, check out middaysquares.com and use the code FIGHTINSIGHT15 to save 15% on every order you make. On today's episode, we talked to a young Muay Thai fighter fresh off her victory last weekend to see what's next, discuss the massive, massive UFC 272 pay-per-view, and a whole lot more. Tim, hit it. Yeah, it's Timmy B,
Princey D, Fight Insight. Yeah, that's right. All right, our guest today is a Mexican Muay Thai fighter out of Las Vegas, Nevada, who just competed and won at IFL2. She trains at Hard Knocks Muay Thai and currently holds an amateur record of 5-1. But even more impressive may be that she's got the coolest shirts in the game. We'll ask her about that. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast,
Elena El Salvea Padilla.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Elena?
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your victory last weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. How did the fight go? You were at IFL2, which is Influencer Fight League 2.
Yes.
How did everything go? How did the fight go?
It went good. You know, we always try to improve from the last time, and we work in so many things that I didn't do. So I'm sorry. I got the win, but I wish I could do more, and I would like stick to the game and or plan. But I mean, we got the win by split decision.
So. Oh, close. Were you nervous then?
I was. I would not be nervous as going there as the underdog, because it was like her hometown and I was just there alone.
Oh, okay.
But I was nervous. It was nervous. For them, it's like a new experience, that league that they do. It's just like the second event, and we were like the only real fighters in that card. So it's like more pressure for us. So it was something different.
That's what I thought, because Prince, I was looking at this Influencer Fight League.
Yep.
And it was like TikTok versus Instagram.
Yeah.
And it looked like, no offense, Elena, but it looked like a lot of the girls on that card looked like they were just like models or something. Like it didn't look like they were real fighters. And then you look at you and you see your videos and you see your training. I'm like, okay, but Elena's a legit fighter. Like, this is real. So I was confused.
And Elena, I just want to let you know your technique, your Muay Thai technique, flawless, like flawless. Knees,
thank
elbows,
you.
Kicks, amazing. Your swing kicks, oh my goodness. It's just, yeah, sorry, Kaleida, for interrupting. I just wanted to throw that in there because I'm amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, they contact me and I guess Krista, which was my opponent, and they were like, yeah, you guys are going to be like the only real fight in there. Like, these girls are kind of like in training, and I mean, that's their thing, you know, that it's a show at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So
We went first, and then after that, it was like this girl that didn't even know what was happening. It was fun. They're really nice, but people were like super impressed about, like, they actually went to see them, but they saw like a real fight, and it was kind of cool. It was cool. Everyone was super nice.
Nice, nice. We often talk to a website or an Instagram page called MMA_gains, and they follow like how well people like their Instagram grows after they fight. Did you find that you got like a lot of new followers after this fight? Because like you said, there's gonna be a lot of people there kind of because they like Instagram and stuff. So did you get a lot of new followers?
I did not. I was hoping.
What?
I was hoping. I was like, at least I can get some like
a couple hundred
followers. I only got like 100 new followers, which I'm really thankful. Thank you so much to everyone who follow me. But I really thought I was going to get like way more followers, but there was a streaming that it kind of like went wrong. A lot of people couldn't see it. So maybe it was kind of that.
Hey, yeah, it doesn't matter. Hey, hopefully you'll get some new followers from this podcast as well.
Yes.
Right, we'll try to promote you as much as possible, Elena. Now I do want to ask you, what's up with your shirts?
You have some really cool shirts all the time. And on your Instagram, it says, I have the coolest shirts. What's the story there?
I always like, I don't want to call it like stupid shirts, but you know, like with characters and stuff. And when I was younger, I really loved, like, we all like band shirts, and my mom hated it like so bad. She, if I get one, she used to throw it in the garbage. And I was like, now I'm an adult. I have my own money. I can buy as many shirts as I want, and I fit on kids yeah. sizes. So, so I'm like, oh, Superman, a Batman shirt. And I have like two Street Fighter shirts and stuff like that. And my mom was like, when are you going to stop? I'm like, I know. I was like, I won't stop. If I see something that I like, even if it has an avocado, I will buy it. It doesn't matter.
Nice. No, that's awesome. So if you don't follow Elena already, okay, because yes, she's an amateur Muay Thai fighter, but here we're going to put your Instagram down on the below here so people can see it. It's at Elena Padilla. Now you've got two L's in your name, I guess because someone stole your original spelling. Is that why?
I don't know. It's like Hill from Hill. So I was like, okay. if I don't have a nickname, maybe that kind of sound cool or something. And okay. My coach all the time calling me like Satan's daughter. So
that's why. All right. There you go. So I was saying before the podcast started that we have a good friend of the podcast. He's been on it twice. He's a MMA fighter. And his name is Matt Padilla, same last name as you, not related. And he was telling us, his nickname is Queso because his coach said it sounds like Queso Padilla, like a quesadilla. So he used
that's
that.
Funny.
So one of the nicknames that he said that he didn't use was Armadillo, because it would have been so it would be Elena Armadillo Padilla. that's so not sweet. Bad. Yeah, that's even worse, maybe. Any other nicknames that people have tried to give you in the past?
So I like a lot of like, well, I'm not into witch stuff, but I like to start all of that just because people freak out.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like, oh, it just because of that. And they're like, oh, you're a witch, Mexican witch. And I'm like, okay, I'm sure. But I don't have a nickname. I know, I kind of like it. And one time they said I look like Pocahontas, which, I mean, she's not Mexican, but okay.
Yeah. No. Hey, the Mexican witch, I like that. That would be pretty cool if you heard Inez to say that. Yeah.
And if anyone's listening, if they were trying to figure out what was the nickname I gave you, it was the Savage. My Spanish is brutal, but I try.
Say it again.
Oh, man, don't make me do it, Timmy. It's so bad. El Salvaje. Am I right? No. Am I right? Elena, that's wrong.
Salvaje?
It's savage? Because I was trying to Google.
It is right. It just sounds a little bit funny.
Funny. Oh, okay.
That's okay. Like, that's fine. So, Elena, how did you end up getting into Muay Thai? Like, how did that become a sport that you're in?
One of my friends invited me to a class. We used to do a lot of Spartan races together, and he was into MMA. So he invited me to MMA, and I started, like, a lot of us doing MMA, and I got actually one MMA fight, and I didn't like it at all because I don't enjoy jiu-jitsu. I don't enjoy the ground. It's just too much for me, so I just decided to do Muay Thai.
Okay, so there goes my other question, which was, are you ever going to do MMA? So you've tried it once before, not for you, so you're going to stick with Muay Thai.
Yeah, it's just jiu-jitsu is too much. I respect them a lot because it's a lot of, like, I mean, Muay Thai too, like, think a lot before you do a movement and stuff. But, like, I don't know, I just hated every second that I was in jiu-jitsu class, so... But I don't know, I have a gym next to where I go lift weights, and it's jiu-jitsu, and it seems cool. And sometimes I ask myself, like, should I give it another chance? One of my really good friends is Roxy Modafferi, and she's all jiu-jitsu. So
yeah,
she was keep telling me one time, like, you should try. But so, I don't know. We'll see.
I saw the video. I saw the video of you dumping her. I was like, wow, is that Roxy? And
we used to be partners back when I used to train Syndicate. So every Wednesday we used to train together.
That's so neat. Because I saw that too. Because we've interviewed quite a few people from Syndicate MMA, and so when I saw on your Instagram, a lot of those people were following you. So I'm like, oh, you must have some sort of relation. That's so cool, Roxy. I mean, what a legend of the sport, right? She's been around forever, and she shares your love for like nerdy things because she always loves all her nerdy stuff, right? So that's awesome.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I bought this shoe for me, but I got one for you too.
There you go. Hey, now that she's retired, she can focus all her time on you and train you in jujitsu.
I don't think so.
No, fine. Okay, fine. I wanted to ask you, you know, there's been, you're Mexican. There's been so many great Mexican fighters like throughout history. But recently, especially in MMA, like you have Moreno, who just won the title. You have Alexa Grasso, Irene Aldana. And then in Canada, we have a Mexican-Canadian, Lupi Godinez. Mm-hmm. Tons and tons of Mexican fighters. How does that make you feel? And like, do you feel like, hey, now's the time for like Mexican Muay Thai? Is that, you know, you're going to carry that flag?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's awesome to see more Mexicans in the sport. My friend Rodrigo Casula Vargas is fighting in 2 weeks in UFC. Okay. So against Paddy. So.
Okay. Hey, I will cheer for your guy 100% because guess who loves Paddy the most? This guy loves Paddy so much, Elena.
Elena, you know what? If you were just riding the hype train, it's so much fun. Just because it's the accent, the persona, you can't go wrong. Come on, man. No. Give him a shot. Who knows?
What is your friend's name that's fighting him?
Casula Vargas.
Oh, I didn't know he was fighting. Okay, we're going to cheer for him 100%. I will for sure. Please. Don't worry. Yeah.
He's going to win.
Of course. Yeah, for sure. Okay, and what else? Sorry.
Just like I know most of us were always the underdog. So just seeing them like getting like all this success and like getting in the spotlight and stuff is so cool. It's so cool. Like I love to support like girls in general, but when it comes to girls and Mexicans, just like I'm all in. Like everything I can do to support them, it's just awesome. It's just awesome to see your flag in there.
Yeah,
it's amazing. No, congratulations. So
thank you.
What is the future for Elena Padilla? Like, where do you want to take your Muay Thai? What organization or like, what's your goal?
I have like small goals every time. So one of them was like fighting in the United States because I've only been living in here for 3 years. So I already fought twice and it was cool. Congrats. But I would love to fight. Thank you. I would love to fight for Lion Fights. That would be my biggest thing, to be honest.
Awesome. Lion Fight, we've had a fighter on here from Lion Fight, right? Isn't Coconut from Lion Fight, Prince?
Yes.
Lion Fight. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. One of our, it's a girl. She's a Canadian girl. She fights for Lion Fight. So, and I know they've had some fights in Canada and the state or in the States, but I know they also have a lot of matches overseas as well. So that would be very exciting for you.
Yeah, it's been a while since they did a Lion Fight here in Vegas, like before the pandemic. Yeah. They have like a really awesome card. And yeah, we always thought it would be the coolest thing ever. I don't know if I will turn professional one day if it happens. Cool. But for now, I would just like to fight at Lion Fights.
All right. Well, hey, we will make that happen. We will like put positive vibes out there so that you can fight in Lion Fight.
Thank you.
that would be amazing. I mean, good luck with that. That should be great. I do have some fan questions for you. Is that okay if we just a couple of fan questions I want to ask? The first one is a pretty nice question. It's from at Canvas of Beauty. It says, do you have friends that you haven't met that mean as much to you as those that you have met? Interesting question.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I gotta say, I'm always super nice to everyone. Like I try to respond to everyone on social media, in person, whatever. I'm all the time trying to take a little bit of my time to talk to people because I mean like you guys are giving me your time right now. So I guess I've been knowing like really cool people on Instagram. I like when they share their stories with me and just let them know that we are not different from them. You know, people think like, oh, fighters are always happy. Fighter, no, like, you know, we all struggle. We all have something in common, no matter what.
Nice. All right, good. This one was funny. At Stony Singer asks, how successful are guys that leave heart emojis on your posts at getting your attention?
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those emojis. I gotta say, I think it's more successful if they make me laugh with a funny comment than just like a heart emoji. I'm like, okay, I will respond with a heart back. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, I do find that funny. I see on a lot of your posts. I was like looking at some of the comments and I just start scrolling and it's just like heart. And I'm just like, what? I don't get what these guys are trying to do. But yeah, so at Stony Singer was asking if that was working, but I guess it's not working. It's not. And then I have a lot of people ask these like similar questions. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of these questions in a row and you just have to answer quickly. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I think this is probably based on your shirts. So people were asking this. So, what is your favorite cartoon?
I'm going to go Pokemon.
All right. Your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Favorite supervillain?
Thanos.
Thanos? All right. Nice. Favorite movie?
I love Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Hold on. The human one or the cartoon?
The cartoon.
Oh, thank goodness.
I cry every time.
favorite Pokemon?
Charmander.
Yo, Charmander. Nice. All right. Okay, good one. And last question, favorite podcast?
This one?
Nice. There you go. Perfect answer. Elena, thank you so much for spending your time with us. No fights planned yet, right? No next fight booked yet?
I have the USMTO in April. So.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, we will make sure anytime someone comes on our podcast, you are forever a friend of us. We will talk about your fights on the podcast. We'll let people know that your fights are coming up so they can follow you. Everybody follow at Helena Padilla. You'll see her name scrolling here, and it's in our show notes if you're listening on audio. Helena, before we let you go, is there anybody that you want to shout out or anything that you want to say?
I just... support my friend Rodrigo Casula Vargas. You guys are going to be super surprised. Hopefully he win. He will win.
100%. 100% he will.
The universe, he will win.
Yep.
Nice. All right.
And Prince, anything in general, to the girl. I'm sorry. To all the girls that want to train, just give it a chance. It's just remember we all have our first day and just give it a try. And the people that are already in the gyms, don't be mean with the new ones. We all been there. Let's just support each other. This is so cool. That's why we train martial arts, right?
That's right. Yeah, no, that's great, Elena. A lot of young girls are probably going to look up to you as a fighter, especially when you get to Lion Fight. They're going to look up to you as a fighter that they can emulate. And yeah, you got to try it out. You got to try martial arts out. Prince.
Elena, I just want to say gracias. Thank you so much for coming on. And you know what? We will, we'll be rooting for you, okay? And all the best and keep up the amazing, again, one of the best like techniques I've seen so far. Elena, keep doing what you're doing. And you know what? I was just going to throw this out there. You could be one of those MMA fighters that don't have to go on the ground. You could just be striking all the way through and win your way all the way to the top. I'm just saying it in there, throwing it out in the universe.
Maybe.
You never know.
Maybe. We'll never know what happened.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Elena, for joining us. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, man. How cool is that?
Yeah. Wow. Listen, so nice. She is cool. She is going to make it big. I'm telling you, like, she should just step into MMA. Lion Fights, you're right, Tim. I just looked it up right now. Regan is part of that.
Regan Gowing, we had her on, and she's at Lion Fight, and we know other people that fight in Lion Fight, but Elena would do amazing there, right? And yeah, I think their shows were all canceled for a long time because of the pandemic. So yeah. We wish her all the best, guys. Do follow her, please. Please follow her. She's a great person. Prince, we'll move on with some things next week on the podcast. We don't know who we're having 100%. but we think, but we think, no, we don't even know. But we do have lined up, we have Grace Cleveland from 1FC fame.
Ty Kitten, baby.
Ty Kitten, Grace Cleveland will be coming on in the next couple of weeks, as will our buddy and friend, Bam Bam Barbarena. He'll be back because he's fighting Matt Brown at the end of March. So we're going to have him back on, of course. What else do we have? Is that your stupid cat?
That was for Ty right. Kitten. Come on. We got to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Some sponsor stuff. We'll just say, guys, we've got Midday Squares. So always check out middaysquares.com. Use code FIGHTINSIGHT15. Also check out wakewater.ca. So you always see me drinking this stuff. Wakewater.ca. Use code FIGHTINSIGHT for 10% off there. And Prince.
Yes. And also contact Hula Cleaning Services. Contact Hula Cleaning Services for all your carpet, fitness, commercial, and construction cleaning needs. You can check them out at www.hulacleaning.com.
Did that so smooth.
Right?
Friends of the podcast. Like we said, so anytime someone's up on the podcast, we always have our Friends of the Podcast update. Ji-Yeon Kim fought on the weekend from Syndicate MMA, where Elena said that she fights as well, or used to train at as well. She was unsuccessful in what many people are calling a robbery. Like, people are really upset at this decision. It was a very, very close decision. She lost, unfortunately, but second time in a row, fight of the night. So, Prince, that's very good, man. It's the second time she's on a very exciting card and gets fight of the night bonus in a night where there are plenty of great fights, and she's one of the very few female fights. I swear the UFC loves her because they are really giving her the respect. And I think that's amazing. As a female fighter and as a South Korean, to win that, incredible.
Yeah, it's just, you know, again, disappointed that it didn't go her way. I mean, we all watched it. It looked like she won. But, I mean, again, she's fighting her heart out. And Fire Fist, you will be, you know what, I'm hoping you get the, you know, you get another setup, another fight with UFC. And yeah, just too bad, man. Dang, that was a brutal weekend.
Oh, it was so, man. Okay. Next I want to talk about is Fair Play, our buddy from Street Beefs. So get this, Prince. The guy was supposed to fight. His opponent no-showed on the day.
No-showed.
So he didn't get to fight his boxing fight, but I reached out to him and I said, like, what the hell's going on? He's got another fight lined up for March 4th, which is like a couple days from now or one day after this podcast release. And he's going to fight Street Beefs the day after on the 5th. This guy just fights all the time. But so anyways, I think he's fighting March 4th and March 5th, but March 5th is Street Beefs. I'm not sure where March 4th is. And then final update, Gita Marie.
Gigi.
She now has a Muay Thai fight booked. And apparently, I think it's June 4th, but she's got a Muay Thai fight lined up. And this time she will be fighting a fellow transgender athlete. So
wow.
If you recall when she came on our podcast, if you haven't watched that podcast, definitely check it out. She is a transgender who only wants to fight males or other transgender athletes. She fought an MMA fight against a man last month.
Yep.
Dominated.
1-0.
And now she's going to be fighting a Muay Thai fight in, I believe, June. So best of luck to Gigi.
And you know what, Tim? I just want to throw this out there. But ever since she came on this podcast, she's been very busy. She's been getting a lot of fights, a lot of publicity. I'm just saying that maybe coming onto the podcast, it's good luck time.
All right, buddy. So let's move on to our one topic that we're going to talk about today, because really this topic deserves so much of our time. It is UFC 272.
Yes.
Street Jesus versus Trump's favorite fighter. That's not the official title, but that should be. It should be Street Jesus versus Trump's favorite fighter. Prince, what do we got here? I do have to show our poster for the event. And this is, of course, the amazing MMA Social Squad has thrown us this poster. You'll see this on our Instagram. So right there, wicked poster. Prince, what do we want to talk about on this card? We can start. I believe there's some prelim fights I want to talk about.
If that's okay. It's actually stacked.
It's a stat card for sure.
Yeah.
Let me see. All right. So what are some interesting fights here? Hold on. First fight. Oh, opening fight on the prelim card is Marina Moroz, who is incredible. She is the Iron Lady, Marina Moroz. She has quite the interesting Instagram. Very sexual.
Mm-hmm.
She is from Ukraine. So not only is she incredible, but she's Ukraine, which in today's day is very topical, right? So she's you know, she's fighting. She's a Ukrainian fighter, proud Ukrainian fighter. But she is fighting, got to be one of my favorite fighters up and coming. We're trying to our hardest to get her on the podcast. Maria Agapova. She's the Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
She is from Kazakhstan, which Kazakhstan, I was checking to see if it is in Russia, which would be crazy. It used to be part of the USSR. It declared independence December 16th, 1991, and then became the Republic of Kazakhstan, I believe. So it's not technically Russia versus Ukraine.
But
it's pretty crazy that this fight was booked a long time ago, and this is where we are now in the world. But anyway, friends, this fight, this is going to be a good fight, man. I mean, do not skip this prelim opener.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go with the Iron Lady. I'm going to go with
really? Team
Ukraine. Yes, I will.
Let me just explain to you something, Prince. Maria Agapova, Demon Slayer. She has 4 wins in her last 5. Mm. Going back to 4 fights ago, she had a TK. Okay, so 4 of her last 5. She has a submission rear naked choke in Invicta, first round. She has a TKO first round, which earned her performance of the night. Then she comes to UFC, gets a submission in the first round, gets a performance of the night.
Yep.
Loses her next fight in a great performance. And then her last fight was October 9th, 2021. Submission, rear naked choke in the 3rd round. Performance of the night again. She has 3 performance of the nights in her last 3 victories. This girl is action-packed.
Yep. Yes, I know.
Add to that the fact that she looks like a total badass. Got crazy tattoos everywhere. If you look into her history, she apparently is quite the character.
Yeah,
she has been going on Instagram calling Maria Agapova quite some name. Marina Moroz.
Yep,
quite some bad names. So they're making it very personal. That fight is going to be fireworks. Fireworks, Prince.
Yeah, well, Marina is going to be fighting for the country. I can tell you that. When the flag goes up, I guarantee you she's going to be walking with the flag on her. Oh, man, I'm telling you, the whole arena is going to be erupting, and she will be fighting for everyone's got their eyes on Ukraine right now, and I know Marina wants to come out with a victory just to show that, you know, Ukrainians are fighters, you know, and all that. I think that's that one factor, that X factor for her. I know Maria
will the emotion of it, you know what I mean? Will that be somewhat of a detriment? I don't know. And it's Maria Agapova, a killer fighter. She's going to be a champion one day. That girl is on my radar, man. She's crazy.
Tough so fight.
I got Maria Agapova. I got Maria Agapova second round TKO.
Wow.
She's a killer, man. I should say first round, but I'm saying second round because out of respect of how crazy the Iron Lady is. So we shall see.
Okay, I say Moroz decision.
All right. A couple fights from there. You've got Marina Rodriguez versus Yan Xiaonan. That is number 3 versus number 4 in the UFC strawweight division. Prince, that's a great fight. Again, another reason not to miss the prelims. Yan Xiaonan versus Marina Rodriguez. Prince.
Sorry, buddy.
What do you got there? Yan Xiaonan was on a massive win streak, like on a 10-fight win streak or something like that, and then came up short against Carla Esparza in her last fight, but before that beat Claudia Gadea, beat Karolina Kowalczyk, beat Angela Hill, beat Vivian Pereira, beat Kaylin Curran, a lot of good names on her resume. That is Yan Zhao Nin, and then she is fighting Marina Rodriguez, who beat, well, didn't she beat Karate Hottie? Damn it. She beat Mackenzie Dern, beat Karate Hottie, beat Amanda Ribas before, all after losing to Carla Esparza. So that's why Carla's getting the title shot, you idiots. Of course, Carla deserves it. She beats everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But these two are next in line. Prince, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Yan.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Yan as well. Nope. No, I will not do that. I will go freaking Rodriguez beats all of my favorite fighters. So I'm going to say Rodriguez takes it, but I'm going to say decision on this. What okay. do you got?
Yeah, I think it's going to go to decision. I think it's going to decision. I think it's going to go to distance for sure.
All right.
Yeah, decision.
Let's move up to the main card.
Ooh, look at that.
There's a few. Okay. The first two fights, I feel like UFC is feeding some fighters. I feel like they think they know who's going to win these fights. First one, Greg Hardy versus Sergey Spivak. Greg Hardy, we all know, is the controversial guy with the questionable past. He's lost a couple in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Got knocked out by Tai Tuivasa and also got knocked out by Marcin Tybura. So he hasn't won in a couple years, but he's facing Spivak, who may best be known for beating Alexei Olenek. You know, he lost his last fight. He's 13-3. He's got a good record. He beat Tai Tuivasa.
Yep.
I feel like the UFC wants Greg Hardy to win.
Yeah.
Why? What do you think?
I say Greg Hardy second round knockout. He still got fire in his hands, man. That guy can still fight.
I hate this guy so much. Can I say that on a podcast? I hate this guy so much.
Why?
His past is, I don't appreciate his past one bit, but I don't like his attitude. I don't like his behavior. I hope Spivak gets it done. So I am going to say Spivak gets it done in two. I think it's going to be a knockout in the second.
Okay. So we've got two knockouts in the second.
No, decision. I don't think he can. Yeah. Knockout. Knockout in the second. Because Hardy's been knocked out twice in a row now. So I feel his chin is weak. It's ripe for the picking. And Spivak's going to knock him out, going against what I believe the UFC wants to happen on that fight.
Yeah, well, I think Greg's, he knows. He knows he might be in the chopping block.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you cannot stick around in the heavyweight division losing three in a row and be Greg Hardy. Next fight on the card, my man, like Kevin the guy Holland. I love. No, God. Okay, again, I do not like Kevin Holland. Alex Cowboy Oliveira, one of my favorite fighters of all time. But boy, has he not looked good lately.
Nope.
I think he's won two of his last, no, he's won four of his last 11. He's on a 3-fight losing streak. He has not looked good in some time. He is taking on Kevin Holland, who, like I said, I do not like this guy. Kevin Holland came in hot. Five wins in 2020, fighter of the year, everything going up for him. Then he loses to Brunson, loses to Marvin Vettori, and then has that no contest where he was losing against Kyle Daukaus. So he's on a 3-fight losing streak, hasn't won in 2 years, but he is fighting a very downward trending cowboy. Prince?
I think we know the answer here. I say Kevin Holland. Kevin. I say cut Kevin. Kevin's going to go in there. I'm surprised Kevin. I mean, Kevin's, again, one of those resilient fighters. He's good on the ground. I think the last fight that he participated in one of those grappling matches. I can't remember the name of it.
Wow, but, fantastic. Maybe. Wait, didn't he lose in that?
Yeah, but he still went in.
So now you're giving him kudos for going into a tournament?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of these guys, I mean, you know, they don't have to, but they go just to sharpen up their skills. And
okay, you didn't sharpen up anything. You lost. And here's the thing. The critique about him has always been his ground game and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If there is anywhere that Cowboy may want to take this fight is to the ground, right? And Cowboy has plenty of submission victories. He has, well, maybe not. He has 5 submission victories, 12 knockouts. Okay, damn it. Cowboy, focus on your submissions, god damn it. I got Cowboy submission in the first. He's going to finish off Kevin Holland.
I'm going to switch it up this time. And actually, you know what? I'm going to go the exact opposite. I say knockout Kevin first round.
No, not even a chance.
Like just the dying seconds. We're talking like 5 seconds left on the clock.
All right. You're really making this prediction really specific.
Yeah. You know, right. The editing is going to be amazing for this one.
Prince, next.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Arkansas, baby. Arkansas. Now, I hate saying this because, god damn it, this is a fight between two of my absolute favorites of all time. Edson Barboza. Everybody knows on this podcast, if you follow this podcast, you know Edson Barboza is my favorite fight. He's got to be my number one favorite, with all due respect to everybody else that I love. But
next to Bobby?
Yes, Barboza. I don't know. Yes, Barboza. Well, but I've loved Bobby. I love Barboza for so long, right?
Yeah.
He faces Thug Nasty. I mean, best nickname in the game, Thug Nasty, Bryce Mitchell. Today they showed Prince on screen here for your viewing pleasure.
Ooh.
Venom gave him his camo shorts. For everybody that knows, he went on the mic, if you remember, when Reebok was doing the fight kits. Reebok, where's my camo shorts? And he like threw the mic down. He was like, mad. I want my camo shorts. Well, Venom, first time Bryce Mitchell has now fought under the Venom deal. Boom, camo shorts.
Man, like I hope this will be available to us local people to be able to
Buy those. Yeah, that's a pretty cool. I mean, first Look of all, in, okay, to people listening to this, in Canada, you can't buy Venom anywhere. Where the hell are we buying Venom? Nowhere. But sure, if I could buy these shorts, maybe.
Wow.
Pretty cool, man. Prince Barboza, heel kick master versus Thug Nasty, the twister specialist. Who do you got on this one?
I got me some Barboza third round knockout, baby. Heel kick to the head, Thug Nasty on the ground, camo shorts.
Bryce Mitchell is one of the nicest dudes on the planet. You see his podcast. You see him on interviews. You see him at his home. He's one of the nicest kids you ever see in interviews. Mm-hmm. He's 14-0. Dude has never lost. I don't know what happens when you face Barboza. Barboza is a killer.
He's a different animal, man. He's just, imagine catching even just a jab from him. You'd probably be out for like a week. This guy's just
my body. Muscle. Yeah, I'm gonna say Barboza by TKO, second round. Yeah,
I say third round.
Barboza third round.
Mm-hmm.
We should be writing this down so that I could recap this at the end, but we can look back at it later and see what our picks were. So you're saying Barboza, right?
Yep.
All right, the co-main event is RDA versus should have been Fiziev. Fiziev's got COVID.
I know.
Last minute, he is replaced with Renato Moicano. Great guy. He's 16-4, coming off 2-fight win streak against Jai Herbert and Alexander Hernandez. He just fought February 12th, 2022, so he's coming back on a very quick turnaround. Mm. Against RDA, who it's an older RDA, a more mature, elderly RDA. Prince RDA is
He hasn't fought since 2020 against Cerrone. He lost
via armbar. No, Paul Felder. What are you talking about? RDA?
Yeah. Some of the other ones were canceled out. Am I wrong?
He beat.
Oh, Paul sorry. Felder. You know what? I was looking at. Yeah, he lost. It was a grappling match. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Oh God, these grappling matches. Give me a break. He beat Paul Felder. Lost to Michael Chiesa. Lost to Leon Edwards. Beat Kevin Lee. Lost to Usman. Lost to Covington. What do you got?
I like RDA, man. I like the legends. I like the. I think he still's got it. I think he still has it.
And what is your prediction? RDA.
My prediction is, I think it's just gonna go the distance. I don't think there won't be. I think this is gonna be like a decision type of nights. Yeah, RDA by decision.
He's old, man.
I know.
I worry that RDA has seen his prime times past. You know, Hanaka Moikano, he's on a good streak. He's a good guy. I'm going to say Moikano by second round submission. He has his last two wins have both been submissions in the second round. So I'm going to go, he's going to get a trifecta here and go submission, 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 second round, second round, second round. Yeah, I'm going to go that way. Prince, we get to the main event of the evening.
Wow, here we go.
Holy crap. Covington versus Masvidal. You got Street Jesus?
You know what? I want to go with Street Jesus. I've had a lot of people come up to me, Prince, before I chopped off the man bun. They're like, man, you look like...
Yeah, you kind of look like a...
That's what people used to call me in the gym. That's what I was known for.
Yeah.
But he hasn't fought in a while, man. I'm going to go... I don't know why I'm saying this, but I think it's going to be Kobe decision. I think it's going to go the distance.
I think, okay, we can talk this out in a little bit, but you're saying Kobe decision. I'm saying Kobe by third round stoppage, not submission, TKO. TKO in the third by
Kobe. TKO, really?
Well, like, you know, due to strikes or something. Not a KO, TKO. Okay, if you're listening to this, you have to watch UFC Countdown. And have you watched that yet? The UFC Countdown for this event?
No, I. You know what? I still gotta catch Embedded. I love watching Embedded. I haven't seen that yet.
But Countdown details the whole story behind these two, right? Now here, okay. You know how I always talk about gyms and how I'm not too keen on certain gyms and blah blah blah, right? So Covington and Masvidal have a fight, like they have a falling out that causes a lot of problems in ATT, American Top Team. Down in Miami. The coach, Dan Lambert, kicks them both out, says, get the hell out of here, both of you.
Yep.
Colby turns around, goes over to MMA Masters, where our good friend Elise Anderson, former guest of the podcast, check out that podcast, goes over to MMA Masters, sets up shop there, goes for it, right? When you see some of the videos and stuff of him training there, he's there with kids, he's playing with the kids, he's blah, blah. I think he's a good guy. I think this guy, this is all an act. I believe he's a good guy. He sets up shop there. What does Masvidal do? They reveal on the Countdown. He gets other fighters and stuff to go, no, you got to let Jorge back. No, you got to let Jorge back, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to come here unless Jorge comes, whatever. Dan Lambert lets him come back. Dude, your own coach doesn't want you. Your own coach kicked you out and then you came back? I'd be like, fuck you. You want to kick... At that time when the thing was happening, you had to pick sides, coach. You want to kick us both out? Get the...
He got laid. There was a sanction laid on him. But then they couldn't budge. They had him back in. I wonder who he talked to the coach to get him back in. It's you think that'll play a factor?
I think that not only that, but American Top Team is also doing that thing in AEW with the wrestling where they all go out there. Masvidal was there right on the AEW stage. We talked about that with Trap Gambino. Awesome podcast. Watch that podcast. Yes. They've been doing their wrestling shtick. They've been doing whatever. I don't know how much focus they are on this. That was my first problem already, going, wait, this whole gym is going and doing AEW shit and all that. You've got to practice a lot for that wrestling stuff. You're not just going there the day of and doing this. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of practice for that. You kick Masvidal out. And then he is, I'm not saying begs to come back, but god damn it, dude, you're Street Jesus. Go find a new gym somewhere that would have you with open arms. They definitely, yeah. I mean, the way they play it in Countdown, it makes it look like he definitely came crawling back and asked to be let back in. Dude, stand up for yourself. Don't walk back there. There's plenty of gyms.
He's gained so much success fighting out of that camp, at that gym. And so, you know, going anywhere else wouldn't make any sense, right? And, you know, if they fought under the same umbrella, they probably have a solid game plan in terms of how to beat Kobe, right? So maybe that's the reason why he's come back. It's hard to, like, switching to a different gym. It's just, it's hard because you just don't know how they run things. You go to any, even a Muay Thai gym, like, you go to a Muay Thai gym and some of their routines are way different than some of the gyms that you used to. Like, some of them are just very technical. Some gyms are just into like heavy cardio, and you're in there punching your lights out, and there's no technique. You're not learning any of that. So no. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's what Rory, he's used to American Top Team. He's used to that type of approach, and that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if that's going to play a big factor in terms of what's going to happen in the cage. I mean,
I'm surprised. If I'm Colby, I'm screaming that to him every time. I'd be screaming, "Your own coach didn't want you, you fool." Like, if I'm Colby, I'd be playing that mental game of going, "Wait, you're training at the gym. They didn't even want you. Your gym didn't want you. Your gym kicked you out. You begged to be back." I'd be screaming that to get that into his head. I can't see how that wouldn't be in your head.
I think, well, because Jorge is screaming, you're fake and you haven't paid for any of your bills and you're broke. And Kobe's too busy trying to defend that.
Yeah, but that's all baloney, man. Whatever. Dude, my soccer team kicked me out when I had been on that team for like 8 years or something. And then my soccer team kicked me out in the middle of the season. No. My team kicked me out, whatever, at the beginning of this one season.
Yeah,
and me and another guy went and joined another team. It was this crappy team. Like, we joined this horrible, horrible team.
Yeah,
but the minute I played my old team, I got like, I think I got a red card because I was committing fouls left and right on these kids. I remember pushing this one kid, Craig. I want to say his name was Craig. I remember being on the sidelines close to the parents, like where that team's parents were. And I remember shoving him into all the bags. And I remember the moms were all screaming and whatever. And I remember shoving him, and I just felt so good. Like, I was just like, I hate you so much. Like, I like that kid too. I liked him, but just the team, like, you get a lot of anger with that, man. Like, if a team kicks you out, dude, I don't get how you go back.
Yeah, well, anyone who's watching this podcast and likes basketball, it's almost like Ben Simmons coming back to Philadelphia, because Ben Simmons got traded, went over to the Nets, and he really didn't, I mean, he didn't like playing Philadelphia, but he knows when he does come back, it's game over.
Yeah.
But Tim, man, now we're seeing a side of you. We're seeing the aggression, the pushing the other kids to the stands and bags.
That whole season, I'll tell you, we're gonna end this podcast soon. That whole season, dude, I got so many red cards and yellow cards. I remember my mom was so mad at me. I was sick one morning. I was sick before the game, I was sick, and I'm at home. And my mom and dad were like, "Are you gonna go to the game or what?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm sick." And I was like, "Okay, I'm better now." So they're like, "All right, let's go. We gotta hurry." So I grab my bags and everything, and I run to the field. I'm there late. They already kicked off. The minute the coach sees me, he goes, "Get on the field," right? Like, so throws me in there, whatever. I had like a breakaway, and it was this guy from Pickering. I remember this. He had like a big kid in play, flat top.
Yeah.
He slide tackled me from behind as I'm like running on a breakaway. He slide tackles me from behind, grabs my leg so that I couldn't move. Like, he didn't even go for the ball. He just went to slide tackle and grip my leg.
Yeah.
I turned around and just kicked him right in the balls.
Oh.
And then I get a red card and I get kicked off the field. And I remember how mad my mom was. She's like, "We came all the way here and you get kicked off in like 10 minutes. Like, it was or less. It was so funny. She was so mad. Like, we had drove so far to get to that game too. Made it there. I run on the field and like within so short, I kicked the guy in the balls and got a red card and got kicked out. Dude, I'm telling you though, that anger of that whole soccer season, And then I walked off the field at one point during that season, and I never came back to soccer again. That anger of getting kicked off my team stayed with me forever. It stays with me now. I'm 45 years old, dude. Like, I'm still angry at that. If I ever saw that coach, I'd friggin' kill him.
Wow.
So, dude, there's no way Masvidal is okay with that. There's no way. No way.
Yeah, but
of
I don't think
I'm not a professional fighter, blah, blah, blah. Don't at me with that shit. It's loyalty, it's respect, it's whatever. There's no way he's okay with that.
But Tim, I don't think he's gonna go that far and kick Kobe in the groin.
No, I'm
is that what you're no. trying? Is that what you're trying to hit? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm saying he's mad at his own team. No, I know. But I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. I don't see it. I say Colby gets it done. I pray to God it goes past three rounds because I want my money's worth.
Yeah.
And yes, I pay for my pay-per-views. All you jackasses that stream shit, go pay for your pay-per-views. I want my money's worth. I need that fight to go three rounds at least. But I think Colby gets it done for sure.
Okay. So Colby gets it done. You say decision or third?
No, third round TKO.
Third round TKO.
Gets him to the ground, punch, punch, punch.
Okay, and I say decision, Colby. And you know what's going to happen at the end? They're going to get up, look each other in the face, and say, "I'm sorry, bro."
No.
And hug it out. And
then we should have a bet on that.
And then, okay, we'll make a bet. They hug it out. They say, "I'm sorry, bro. Like, you know what? You're still my brother. I love you." And you hear the Whitney Houston music slowly cue in.
"I will always love you." Like that?
Yes, that's the one.
Dude, there's no way. They're not hugging. We should have a side bet on that.
And a single dove from the sky just falls in.
And then the dove comes down, and then Colby kicks it in the nuts. All right, buddy. We're out of here, man. I know this is a little bit of a shorter podcast, but we were running a little bit late. Elena Padilla, we are so happy to have met her. Prince, guys, and I say this correctly, guys, go to her Instagram. You understand?
Follow, yeah. Subscribe, and look at the content.
At the amazing. Instagram. Prince. Yes. What a nice person, though. Really nice.
Amazing.
Guys, we don't know these people. Before we bring them on the podcast, we don't know these people. But Elena, amazing. What a great person. I didn't know that she had only been in America for a few years. We didn't get into everything, but man, nice person. She answered the last question, right? What's your favorite podcast?
That's it. It's funny because she was looking at the screen. She's like, "What's the name of this podcast?" Oh, yeah. This one. This podcast. This one right here.
Yeah. All right, Prince, what else? You got anything else?
Yeah, well, guys, again, reminder, follow, subscribe to us on YouTube, leave 5-star reviews in Apple Podcast. We've got great more guests coming through. We'll figure out who's going to be coming next week.
It's going to be good. We've got lots of people coming. We have an idea. We just got to find someone to fulfill the idea. That's the problem.
That's it. We like mixing it up, baby. So it'll be
okay. Hold on. Maybe we'll throw this out there. If anybody is watching this right now, this is like you've lasted the whole podcast. God bless you. If you've ever been convicted of murder, okay. If you've ever been convicted of murder, or maybe you got off on a murder charge, I will need to know your lawyer. I want a lawyer that deals with murder.
Yes, guys. If you do. We need your lawyer, not you.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to you ever. I need the lawyer that got you off on murder or got you a very reduced sentence for the murder that you committed. Good?
That sounds like, yeah. Guys, it's going to be a promo ad. It's going to be a Google ad, so it'll come up. So, yeah, if you guys can, just please, we would love to have a lawyer because we've got a really good topic to talk about.
Yes, for a topic, not because we committed a murder.
We barly swear on this podcast, and Tim, I think that was the first time I've ever heard you say the F word on this podcast.
I've done it a few times.
No, I can count. I swear that was maybe two. Yeah.
Well, fuck it. There's a third. All right. Goodbye.
A good two. Peace.